1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
It's our all request night, and we're going to go to some requests. Now, do we have to cut one? Are we ready to go with that? Because I just noticed we have an Art Bell. We got that?
Let's do call three.
All right, yeah, because I was going to go to the gentleman on three anyway. Rick, how you doing, man?
Fine, Phil. How you doing?
Good, good.
You're an American icon.
Oh, really?
You are the man.
You sound like you ought to be on PBS doing a home show, like a home building show.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how you doing? Today we're going to try to put that French drain in. So what's up?
I want to listen to that Vernon Dozier one where he's got the mentally challenged brother that he has to look after.
Oh, and his brother is the one who gets to say ding, ding when a new car comes in?
Yeah,
to the
and
gas
he lets
station?
Him ride the lift and
there you
Franks
go.
And, that Franks and Beans part.
All right, brother, here it is.
Thanks, buddy.
From Rick in Costa Mesa, California, it's Vernon and his retard brother.
I was just wondering, you said you didn't want to bring your mom into the conversation, but every 2 minutes you keep bringing her into it. Why is that?
Why are you bringing her into it?
Because every 2 minutes, you keep bringing her into it.
Let me
you sell cigarettes at your store, do you not?
I beg your pardon?
You sell cigarettes at your convenience store, do you not?
In the snack shop, of course I do.
Okay, so you, in a sense, killed your own mom.
No, I didn't, because she didn't buy any cigarettes in my store.
I think you're an arrogant, bullheaded
sir,
pig.
Can I say something? This is the type of guy...
you kill your mom,
you know, sir,
and you don't want to take responsibility for it. You're full of crap.
Sir, you're the kind of guy that'd come into my gas station, make my retarded brother come out and hunt for nails in his tire. There's my
your
brother.
Your retarded brother, what did you do to your... You must have hit him in the head with one of those beer bottles or something.
My brother sits there peacefully in the lube bay, wiping the slot.
Well, I'm sorry about your brother, but you put your mom in the hospital by selling
there.
Cigarettes in your
Have you ever had to look at your brother sitting wiping a slobber from his chin with an oil rag?
I'd help my brother wipe the slobber off his chin with a oil rag if I had a retarded brother. Instead of being on here making a fool of myself, saying that everybody else is responsible for this war over in Iraq, and you put
wait a second,
in
are you? Okay, let's say I am responsible. Give my mother lung cancer. Don't you then feel you're responsible for the terrorists?
No.
Oh, you see now you're a liar. You're bullheaded. You're bullheaded.
So I'm not responsible.
Yeah, you are. You buy gasoline, so you're bullheaded too.
I don't have a license. How can I buy gasoline if I don't drive?
Mr. Andrew, you didn't inform me that this kid...
I don't know how old he is. How old are you, John?
I'm 23.
And you don't have a license?
Not anymore. I lost it.
Oh, so you're a drinker.
I used to be, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You drink. Okay.
I used to drink.
All right, so then I apologize to you. I didn't know that you didn't drive, all right?
Wait a minute. The guy's a drinker. He's a drunk driver.
I got no problem with a man like that. None at all.
Yes, well, I was a drunk driver, and yes, that's the reason I lost my license.
Did you kill anybody, sir?
God.
Did you kill anybody? You didn't kill anyone?
Well,
thank
I don't
God
care.
I got pulled over and arrested before
well,
I
man's allowed, to, man's allowed to take a drink, as far as I'm concerned.
But wait just a minute. You said...
Don't get down on this guy because he drinks. Anyway, John, you're still a piece of crap, but...
I'm still a piece of crap.
Yeah, you are.
You're killing your own mom.
I ain't
you're
killing my mother.
A piece of crap.
Yeah.
All right, listen, John, thank you very much, and I hope you get your license back, man. Watch that drinking and driving, okay?
Are you you're down on this guy for drinking and driving again?
You think people ought to drink and drive?
Yes, especially if they're me. For 26 years, my brother's job has been to yell ding, ding when a car pulls up.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Jeffrey takes old hubcaps and places them on his head and says he's a flying saucer, he's a man from space, that kind of deal. You know, he has fun. And when the cars come in, I say, I'll tell you what, Jeffrey, I won't, you know, I'll pull the rubber strip back in. I pull in the rubber sensor strip, and I say, you yell ding, ding when a car comes in. So for 26 years, and the man is now... And Jeffrey's my brother, okay? He's only about 2 years younger than me, so the man's now 53 years of age, and he sits in a folding chair that we bought over here at the at Kmart. And when cars pull in, he goes, ding, ding. And I go, all right, Jeffrey, thanks a lot. There, here comes another car. I've lived with this freak show for years.
How about blaming your mother and your brother?
I will never blame my mother and my brother. My mother is a beautiful woman. Spitting up blood, yeah. Even spitting up blood, she's beautiful. And my brother, God bless him. And that other guy was wrong. I do help wipe the slobber off of his chin. No, it isn't their fault. It's the fault of the two-bit bastard that's coming in by the gasoline. A lot of time...
Jeffrey, burn it's time, Franks and Beans.
Hold on for a minute, Phil.
What's that? It's dinner time, Franks and Beans.
I gotta have dinner now, Phil.
Is that Jeffrey?
Yes, it is. It's Jeffrey. Say hello to Mr. Hendry.
Franks and Beans.
All right, he just said hello to you.
So he just says, he calls you for dinner and...
And he sits in a chair, and I got it over here at the Walmart. You know, they have those folding stadium chairs you can get, and there's a place you can keep a cooler. But I got it for him, so he can sit in the lube bay, and, you know, for kicks, he'll like I said, I'll let him sit on a lube rack, We just got done doing a front end job, so I let him ride up and down on that, you know.
All right, sir. Well, thank you very much. Considering your plight in life, I guess I can understand your anger. I just would hope that you'd be a little bit easier going on people. They're buying gasoline, yes. The money does go to fund terrorists, yes. But maybe we'll learn and maybe we'll...
Yeah, and maybe Jeffrey's going to become... maybe Jeffrey's line is Pauling, too. Yeah, sure. Right. Yeah. Maybe my brother is going to turn into Dr. Jonas Salk. Yeah, I got a brother that takes an oil pan, puts it on his head, and you know, sings the theme from The Wizard of Oz, and you think this guy's going to turn into some brain surgeon? No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's by request. That's Vernon Dozier and Jeffrey and the Lube Bay. Coming up next, we have a request. Whoa, we got an Art Bell. We've got a Herb Sewell request from Toronto, Canada. We got Don Parsley, that jive artist, and a whole lot more on our All Request Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Born again. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And tonight we're taking your requests at 1-800-449-8686. And why are you waving your hand, man?
I want to hear something.
It ain't for you. It's for people who are listening. And I told you that before we went on the air.
I know.
Then what do you want to request something for?
Because I want to hear something.
Didn't I tell you that before we went...
Yeah, you told me, but this, I want to hear something.
What?
Do you have a bit that I did?
I don't want to hear your crap. Do you have a bit that I did?
Yeah, when I told you when I farted, remember?
Yeah, that's really high comedy, man. Yeah, look around for the one where Bud farts, Mark, please. Thank you.
Yeah, Mark.
Don't look for it.
What do you mean? It was really funny.
Maybe it was funny to you, dude, when you ran out of the room and then pennied the door so we couldn't get out.
The world's biggest Dutch oven. It was great.
You jackass. 1-800-449-8686. All right, here we go with Iris. Hi, Iris.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great, and how are you?
Good, ma'am.
I say ma'am
advisedly. You sound youthful.
I'm a college student.
Out of sight. Where are you going to school?
I'm going to Florida International University.
Oh, yeah, you're in Miami. Cool.
Yes. And I just wanted to say that your show really exemplifies the entertainment medium that radio really is in its true art form. And I really, it's very entertaining.
Thank you.
I really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And I'm studying to be a comic writer, so I really love to listen to the show.
Oh, cool. You know, the more you can just go out into the world and look at life, what are you studying? How do you study that?
I'm studying it through marketing, actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
And the clip I wanted to request is actually a clip that hits home. It was one of the Art Bell, and I love the Art Bell remix. They're so funny.
Okay.
And it was one where Art Bell had General Jameson on.
Uh-huh.
And it was during the hurricane. Of course, there was a lot of hurricanes hitting Florida early in the summertime.
That's right.
And it was actually played on the night that the hurricane was actually hitting us, and our power went out, and I had my battery-powered radio.
Yeah.
And I hear General Jameson say that I'm going inside the hurricane and I'm going to find the little people. And
yes.
I just cracked up in my bed and I just...
Okay. Yeah, he believed that there are little people living inside the hurricane.
And
went into look. Okay, Iris, here it is, and best of luck to you in school.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Here's Art Bell and General Johnson Jameson traveling to the eye of the hurricane. Pardon me. That's better. And now, Coast to Coast with Art Bell. West of the Rockies, don't bother. East of the Rockies, okay. South of the Rockies, north of the Rockies. Under the Rockies. Whatever. And now here's Art Bell.
And thank you very much, Ross Mitchell, and a very good morning to each and every one of you this morning. We are going to be with General Johnson Jameson. And General Jameson is going to be undertaking an exploration and a journey which is unprecedented. Traveling to the interior of a hurricane, where it is believed by some, and I must say this reporter is one of them, that little people live in a magical land. General Jameson has been doing studies on this for quite some time, and tonight, on Coast to Coast, we will go to the center of Hurricane Charlie and visit small people in a magical land filled with gingerbread houses and swing sets. But first this from Peenemann Enterprises. Friends, in an apocalyptic future, after the road warrior has had his way with you and leaves your wife and daughter slung over his shoulder, you'll probably want to kill yourself. But without any weapons of any kind, having all been confiscated by the local warlord, it might be a daunting task. Might be, but won't be. Not with delicious new Wrigley's Flavor Burst Cyanide Gum. One chew and you're dead in the nuclear dust, with the extra added benefit of meeting the Grim Reaper with fresh breath. Yes, it's new, Wrigley's Flavor Burst Cyanide Gum, and the very same gum Adolf offered to Eva before the Luftwaffe chauffeur set fire to their bodies, new from Peenemann Enterprises. General Jameson, are you with us?
Yes, I'm... Boy, you're sounding a little rough tonight, aren't you? Timing's way off. It's just...
Well, I'm sorry, it's a little late.
Yeah, it's late every night. What are you, nuts?
I work rather late.
Yeah, I know. You work till like 5 a.m.
And I'm a little tired.
A little tired tonight? Like, what about all the other nights? What are you doing, Dexedrine?
So, as you can tell, I'm not reading very well.
Obviously, you're not listening very well either.
Anyway, General Johnson Jameson joins us from his bunker complex beneath the Saskatchewan crust. A very good evening to you, General.
No, I'm out in Florida right now. I'm about to go inside Hurricane Charlie. What is with you? Don't you understand?
Yes, that's right. I see it here on my show notes. You're in Florida about to go inside of Hurricane Charlie. And why is that?
Well, if your show notes are in front of you, you'll also see it's because I believe little people live in the interior of a hurricane. And I want to prove that tonight on your program, Art. I want to give you the honor of having it proved on your program. However, with that sloppy opening and the very unfunny Peenemann Enterprises commercial, I think that...
All right, General Jameson, can we get to the point? I mean, is this... This is going to be an undertaking that is unprecedented, and I want to make sure that people are here for it. They can look at my website, www.
I think he's stuck.
Oh, thank you very much. Ramona just hit me in the face with a sap. Thank you, Ramona.
Yeah, all right.
And anyway, it's on my website, and they'll be able to see pictures of you going into Hurricane Charlie.
Well, what I'm going to do, Art, is I'm going to strap two boogie boards, and I've got some sponges all over me to absorb the moisture, and I'm going to row out into the middle of Hurricane Charlie. Hopefully, I can cut through the 180-mile-an-hour winds in a dinghy and get to the magical land of little people that is inside of the hurricane. But I can tell you, without much fear of contradiction, that this will be a exciting journey. And so I don't know if you want me to do it now, or what do you want me to do?
Oh, you mean you can go into...
Yeah, I'm all set to go. I'm just waiting for the big thumbs up from you.
All right, are you anywhere near Hurricane Charlie?
Yes, I am near Hurricane Charlie, Phil. Art, whoever the hell you are. I'm going to now enter in... Oh, God, you can hear... See, do you hear the wind?
Yeah, it's scary.
Yeah. And going into it now... What was I thinking? I can't go through 200-mile-an-hour winds.
And you can hear the phone being banged around in the wind there. General Jameson, are you all right?
I'm pretty far from being okay, man.
General Jameson is being battered about by the winds of Hurricane Charlie, but maybe, just maybe, he can get into the middle of that hurricane and see the little people that live there.
I don't care if I ever see little people!
Good Lord. Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen, across America, North America, Siberia, and all of the intercoastal canal territories? General Johnson Jameson was ripped to shreds in Hurricane Charlie. General Jameson, if you are there at all, will you please contact us?
Hello, hello, Art. I'm dead. It's painful, painful, painful.
General Jameson, are you talking to me from the beyond?
Yes. I screw, dude, up.
How do you feel you screwed up?
You, gotta be kidding me. How did I screw up? I tried to go to the middle of a hurricane.
Well, that's not screwing up, General Jameson. That was a scientific adventure.
Yeah, sure. Little people living in the middle of a hurricane. I must be crackers.
General Jameson, is that you playing taps on the harp?
Yeah. Whoa, what do you think? I just learned it.
You just learned it's great. Taps on the harp.
Go ahead. Get off your little cuties. I'm the one in heaven now.
General Jameson, will you be on my program?
Not a plan. Help it. I hate you.
General Jameson.
Hello?
And who is this?
St. Peter.
St. Peter?
Yeah, what do you want?
Is this heaven?
Yeah, what do you want?
General Johnson Jameson dies trying to find the little people at the center of a hurricane. I'm Art Bell.
And I'm Ross Mitchell. I quit. This has been Coast to Coast with Art Bell, trying to find little people in the middle of a hurricane. Jesus.
There it is, by request tonight from South Florida, and that is the Art Bell Hurricane bit, Hurricane Charlie and the little people inside the hurricane. We got time for one more request, and we'll go to the line right now, and this is Cindy. Hi, Cindy, how are you?
Hi, Phil. Do you have the bit where Bud Dickman farts?
Will you get off the phone?
What?
I know it's you.
No, this is Cindy, and Bud did a really funny part where he farts and you...
1-800-449-8686. Okay, let's go over to Bob. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you?
I said hi. How are you?
I'm great.
Phil, I wanted to hear it's a very funny bit with your sidekick named Bud, and he cuts the cheese. And,
Yeah, okay, Bud.
How'd you know it was me?
Are you kidding?
I was disguising my voice and everything.
All right, go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com.
There's only three W's.
Hang up on him, will you? www.philhenryshow.com to go to our archives. You can pick up on archived comedy from our show, Backstage Pass is $6.95. By the way, I do get email from people who say, I want to cancel my subscription, and it hasn't been canceled. And I just got one from some douchebag in, I think it's Oregon, who said he's going to go to the Oregon Attorney General. Hey, Dan, I got your email, and not only am I going to cancel your subscription, but if you ever try to get a new one, we're going to come up there and shoot you. All right? Just thought I'd let you know that, Dan. So don't you worry about it, sweetheart. In any event, if you want to get a subscription to our website, you can. It's only $6.95 a month, and if you are actually do have a sense of humor, you'll enjoy what's on our website. We have a pretty deep, extensive thing, archive of comedy from our radio show. Just go to the website and sign up. And while you're there, pick up the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. By the way, this guy Joe, did I tell you about this guy in upstate New York? He said Hello, I'm approximating what he must sound like, because this is what his email sounded like. I've been writing for days, and no one has responded. I'm trying to get information on how to get the CD. I said, Joe, this will be the third time I've written to you. You go to our website, you can order it. He goes, and then he writes back, oh, yes, that's right. Sorry, it must have been a mistake on my end. $23.50, that's a little steep. Do you have a package rate? And I go, the money goes to charity. The CD's $20, $350 for shipping and handling. Bug off. And he's like, thank you. So anyway, it's $23.50, $350 shipping and handling, $20 for the CD. It all goes to charity. I don't make any money off the CD. It's just there are people that I really like. Okay? We'll be back with more requests from Margaret, Lloyd, Herb, and Ted Bell on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The last gasp before the death of radio. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Paul, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Is this the host of the program?
Yes, it is. Do you have a request?
No. Yes, I do have a request, sir. I have a request that this radio station return to the intelligent programming.
This is the third night in a row that you have called me.
Never mind. Mark Mays, please.
I'm not going to put you through to Mark Mays or Lowry Mays or anybody else.
Greg Ashlock, please.
I'm not putting you through to him.
Greg Kitchen, please.
Nope.
Dan Yokelson, please.
Nope.
Mr. Hendry, at one time, people like me could tune in the evenings to intelligent talk radio broadcast programming talk. And now...
Get lost. I don't want to talk to you. 1-800-449-8686. Dan?
Yes.
How you doing, brother? What's your request?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're not allowed to request anything.
Will you put that guy on hold? Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to hear my...
La, 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 la.
Hold on, Dan. Dan, hold on for a minute. I want that guy...
Mr. Hendry, I'm not going to allow...
Yeah. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I wanted to hear...
Okay, that's it. No, I'm going to... Go ahead. What is it?
Lloyd Bonafide. It's the German brake skit where he's going down the road. Somebody's going slow in front of him, so he gets right on their tail, and then she gives him the German brake, and it just goes from there.
Oh, that, and so it's a yuppie who gets the start of her car sheared away. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome. Okay, dude, it's coming up, Dan. Thanks so much for calling. Here's your request. Lloyd Bonafide and the yuppie in the Suburban.
I've been listening to you talk. I honestly believe that you need to do everybody a favor and go turn your license in. That is considered road rage. Anybody that has taken any kind of defensive course, you run across people like that, you don't mash your gas, you let up. You be courteous and let the man over.
Well,
you not only did you not...
Courteous?
Not only did you not endanger your life, the guys in the car's life, your wife's life, anybody that was around you, you endangered their life, too.
Well, first of all, sir...
And as far as Vietnam goes, thing. That's 20-something years, 30 years ago.
I was in Korea, sir. I was not in Vietnam.
I was in the first Gulf War. So what?
I did not have the... first of all, you know, at least you and I were in a couple of wars we won.
I also drive a tractor trailer that's 70 foot long and grosses out at 80,000 pounds. So your little RV would be no match to this, but you don't see people trying to push you off the road and throwing things out at you.
What's that, honey?
You know, that's just courtesy.
My wife wants me to ask you a question. What do you want me to ask? She wants to know if you're the guy that worked in the gas station on the Mayberry, the DRF show, the Mayberry.
Oh, come on.
You sound like the gentleman that was in the gas station. Obviously, you're not the actor, are you, sir? Are you the actor, sir?
No,
let's
I'm no
stick
actor,
to the freaking.
Sure.
Let's
I,
stick
I,
to
I
the point.
No, okay. First of all, sir, I want to say you're talking about giving courtesy to some turkey that yelled "F you" to me. Why do I give courtesy to a turd like that?
I've had pistols pulled out at me. And you said a while ago, too, to the other driver that you were talking to, that you were up higher. I'm up higher than you, and I've had them pointed right at me. So,
well,
not only, I mean, it just
let me tell you what.
Road race.
When you get a pistol pointed at you, all you got to do is pull that wheel hard to the in the direction of the car, and you'll send that guy on the,
now what
you'll
do,
send him to hell on a shutter.
He goes on by you.
You'll send him to hell on a shutter.
Yeah.
Well, I, you know what?
Why,
it's all
why would you want to? Why would you want to live with killing people?
Are you
knowing that you're
me?
Not only you're I, not even if I turn the wheel and hit this fella,
yes,
then
sir.
That
yes.
fella's going to hit other people.
So I can tell you this: I could send that guy to hell on a shutter and go home and have a nice big steak and take a bath and go to bed and dream the dreams of angels.
That's the reason why
well,
you need to just turn
yeah,
in your
turn
license.
In your license is what we're saying.
So I come on this program.
Yeah, you
to
don't
represent.
Need to. You don't need to
yeah.
get people to.
Right.
You just need to turn them in.
So I come on this program to represent millions of RV drivers, and the end result of my appearance on your program is turn in your license.
Yes, sir. Yeah. That's exactly it.
You
well,
need
you
to
can
just turn them in.
You know
I mean,
what?
You know, you're representing the RV people. Well, what about
well,
the people that's out here? Does you talk about it during the summer?
You know what?
I'm not here year round.
Look,
no rain. It don't matter.
Oh, why don't you go and find? And, why don't you go find Andy and make sure he the police car needs greasing.
You know, people like that's what causes them problems.
What is he
doing? That makes a lot of miles locked out.
What is he doing, sir?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm hanging up the phone.
Well, he ain't hanging up anything.
Well, the two of you insulted me. Good night. I bid you adieu. Wait a minute. I got bingo.
Gentlemen, I bid you adieu. There is Lloyd, and that is the night that he described a kind of offensive driving. And in one particular incident, a little kid made a face at him in the back of a Suburban. Well, that's all it took. He, quote, as that gentleman said, mashed his gas, hit the back end of the Suburban, sent it flying down a concrete median wall, shearing off all of the stripping on the left side, collapsing the front fender so that it basically shredded the tires, and sparks are flying. And as Lloyd said, and as the yuppie careened out of control, all I did was reach for another egg salad sandwich. Unbelievably marvelous. All right, more requests coming up, including one for Don, the suicide case, and his bull crap. Every time there's a disaster, this dude calls up and says, oh, you know, my wife, I mean my sister, I mean my daughter, I mean my son is dead. Yeah, that guy. He's coming up, and more requests on our all-request night here on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Rather be playing Grand Theft Auto. Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Welcome back to our all-request Friday night show. Our web address, www.philhendryshow.com. And we're taking your request tonight at 1-800-449-8686. No email request tonight. And you're saying requests? Our radio show, our talk show feature is a satirical presentation of talk radio, and we have a lot of funny guests that we kind of invent that people think are real. In any event, people are requesting bits, and you may ask yourself, well, how can you request things from a talk show? Well, when it's funny, people request it, so that's what they're doing tonight. Different bits, different segments of conversations and interviews that we've done with made-up people and real people who think they're real. So having said all of that, we're going to go to more of your calls, and again, if you've got a request, you can try to get through on the phone. If you can't get through tonight, we do take email requests at phs@philhendryshow.com. We take those, like maybe once a day. All right, here's Georgiana. Hi, Georgiana. How you doing? Well, that's great. Really? Is she there? Hey, bitch. I mean, she hung up. Well, let's go to Keith. Keith, how you doing? Keith? Am I doing something wrong here?
I don't think so.
Well, then why don't you say something, you dumbass?
Oh, yeah.
Get out of here. Let me go to somebody else. Todd. Hey, Todd, how you doing?
Phil, how are you?
We don't have the ball gag one? Okay, hold on. Good job, Chris, on these screening the calls tonight. James, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Great. We got. What do you want to request tonight?
I want to request the one where Margaret Gray goes to the wants to go to the inauguration with a gun, and she claims that Colin Powell has been giving her a look that says, I know there's a dark stairwell, and she's also claiming other conservatives might want to rape her.
Yeah, that's a recent memory, as a matter of fact, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, Margaret wanted to pack a gun into the inauguration because she was afraid that Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice would gang rape her.
Yeah, she called her a lesbian or something like that.
Exactly. Here it is. Thank you, James, for your call tonight.
I'm listening to this, and I'm going to tell you something. I think she might have some sadistic sexual fantasies that she's getting the rocks off.
You know, That's spoken like a man.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, lady. I voted for President Bush, and I don't walk around the street thinking of raping people. You've got yourself being done in a closet. You got yourself thrown out of the hood of a car. You say that you had a relationship with a woman with a man in Greece, but it was a rough relationship, but you enjoyed it. You got a dog doing things to you. I think you're getting your rocks off talking to this about this on the radio.
I think I think it's typical of a man to speak that way.
Well, what does that mean? What does that mean exactly?
That he does not understand the fear. That he does not understand the fear that every woman lives with.
You've announced on the radio that you're going to force yourself to be let in there with a gun. Now every quack case that might be able to get into that inauguration...
They're not going
to
let her in with a gun. There's no way.
You're right.
Now
she's going to knock in the head and get our president killed. I mean, this is...
You know, I really... Of all the things that were said on the air tonight, I think what you just said right there is the most disgusting. I am simply saying I want to be protected, and I'm insisting on Secret Service protection. If Condoleezza Rice...
Come on, will you? The woman's got more to do than worry about you.
You just enjoy putting Condoleezza Rice and all these people's names you throw in. Robert Novak. What are these people? You got a personal vendetta? You just want to say their names and accuse them of these vile things?
Sir, Robert Novak looks at me, and I don't know if you've ever...
Oh, brother, everybody looks at you some kind of way. There's something
Robert
wrong with you, lady.
Robert Novak, I am telling you, I can tell by the way he looks through his face. That
like the other lady said, I'm going to pray for you. You need help.
I don't need your prayers. I think our country needs your prayers because we've got 4 more years of George Bush and that closet and that closet rapist, Robert Novak.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you
brother.
Know, you're going to get sued.
No, I'm not.
No, you're going to get freaking sued if you don't watch. You're walking right up to the line here.
Oh, my God. I don't know how many millions of women are assaulted in this country every year, and you people are more concerned about Robert Novak's reputation.
I hope you're ready to all this.
I hope God forgives you. You know, it's a typical fantasy for a man like you to want me to be attacked that way. You'd love to see me and Condi rolling around in the mud on the White House lawn. It's not going to happen.
Well, you just love to put Condoleezza Rice down,
don't
you?
Yeah, you got a real thing about her.
I think
this guy is saying something that makes sense. I think...
Oh, my God. Me and Condi Rice and that hairdo, I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
All right,
Thank
Jim.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You know what? Both of you can go. Oh, excuse me. You know what? Both of you can go straight down to the 4th ring, turn left, 5th pit.
There you go. That's Margaret, and that's her. What was her problem? Raped by Condoleezza Rice? By request. Coming up with more requests on our All Request Show, The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you get a piece of fat and slide off?
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This guy that started the whole steak thing last night, remember I read that email from that kid? He says, hey, my favorite steakhouse is Mastro's in Beverly Hills. What's yours? And so I went off and talked about it. We did a whole rap on it. Well, he emailed me back tonight saying, I sent you an email, but you didn't respond. What is your favorite steakhouse? I responded on the air, Brendan. But Maestro's, no, I wouldn't eat there with your mouth.
Ted's
Beverly Hills. All right, let's get back to some requests, okay? Here is Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hey, do you remember the bit about Ted's Beverly Hills? He vomits in his mouth every time he has to talk about sex with his kid.
Yeah, he threw up, yeah, because it made him sick talking about his sex. That's the one you want to hear?
Yes, please.
Okay, could you get a new phone?
Yes,
because that would be really nice of you.
Yes,
all right, brother, it's coming up. Here it is. Ted talking sex with his kid.
Hi, I want to make a comment to this guy, this man. I think he should be more open with his children. Later on in the future, if he has a daughter, if she comes home pregnant, and he's going to wonder why.
How can you talk about these things with a child? This is a very sensitive topic.
I don't think it's a very sensitive topic.
I most certainly do think it's sensitive about graphic sex with a child.
Myself, as a woman, I wish my mother would have sat me down when I was growing up and told me this is how it's going to be. Because when you hear from some other people, you grew up making a lot of mistakes. And if your mother would have told you, don't do this, don't do that. This is how it is. This is a woman's body.
It's very difficult to make a mistake on how to make a baby. I think we can all figure that out.
Well, maybe if parents would have more communication with their children, wouldn't be making these mistakes. What's so wrong about you telling your child how their bodies are and everything? There's nothing wrong with that.
So we're paying our teachers to sit around and talk sex with our kids, huh? And you find that to be acceptable. I don't.
Yes, I do.
And I'd like to know what culture you're from to believe that adults who sit around and talk about...
Come on. Stop acting dumb and just say the word. Aren't you a grown man? Please.
I beg your pardon?
You're a grown man. There's nothing wrong with saying sex.
No, I'm trying to say another word that is a part of the human body. And it's a man's...
Ted, it's okay. If you're saying it in a clinical sense, it's all right.
Testicles.
Sit around and talk about...
It's not only a clinical sense. It's also, I think you're right, as a father, as parents, we should tell our children what's going to happen, the way they should come about it, and not let them take them by surprise.
Janet, we have an out-of-control epidemic in this society of adults having sex with children, and if you encourage adults to sit around and...
With your child and told them it's wrong, your child wouldn't be doing it, right? If you told your child, look, my son, my daughter, if a grown man comes on to you, you have to say no, but... You know, you're so afraid to even
trying
talk to
give
about
them
sex. How
some
is
protection.
Going to react and say, you know, if you don't
I
even...
I think it's very strange that a young lady like you is very comfortable with words like testicles and everything like that.
All right, Janet,
thank you.
Thank you for your call.
You're just crazy.
Ted, it's very unusual for you not to be able to say these words in an adult way.
I'm a healthy man. I've got a good religious foundation. Those words don't come easily to me, Phil, as they might to some people, especially uttering them to a child. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Ted had a problem, and who else? Jay Santos had a problem, and so did, at one time, Steve Bozell. Steve couldn't say the word breast, and Jay couldn't say bosom, and Ted calls them testagulars. So, there's a whole repression theme that runs through our show. Our show, it runs through the whole bloody country. It runs through the world. It's the Phil Hendry Show, the only real radio show left.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.